presents the Screen Guild Players. The Screen Guild play tonight, Louisiana Purchase. The starring players...
This is Victor Moore.
This is Annabella.
This is William Gaxton.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in their streamlined radio version of Paramount Pictures' Louisiana Purchase, starring Victor Moore as Senator Oliver P. Loganberry, Annabella as Marina von Minden, and William Gaxton as Jim Taylor.
The story we're about to tell might make some people mad as...
Well, we simply couldn't say it on the air.
Unless it's clearly understood, our characters, both bad and good, are fictional, as is the whole affair. We hope that none of this is misconstrued. Our author is averse to being sued.
In New Orleans, Louisiana, a senator from Indiana, or possibly Connecticut or Maine, got off the train. Loganberry Oliver P. went down from Washington, D.C., and prison terms for crooks were on his brain. That's very plain.
I'll hang that gang from every tree and steeple because they're stealing money from the people.
But Loganberry doesn't know the gang of crooks who got the dough have tricked Jim Taylor, so he takes the rap. They set a trap.
It's true, although the senator has blamed me, the Louisiana Purchasing Company framed me.
Through his power of attorney, while our Jim was on a journey, the crooks made Jim the company's president without consent.
I'd hate to spend my future in a prison, and every guy must save himself and his'n.
To save himself from standing trial and winding up in durance vile, Jim had to cut the senator to his size by compromise. So Jimmy hired a girl, Marina. She's an Austrian Sirena. Just to compromise poor Loganberry, although he's wary.
I wouldn't, but my mother needs the money. And besides, I think Jim Taylor is a honey.
Well, that's the background of this tale. Jim Taylor's sure to go to jail if Loganberry isn't compromised and publicized. And as the curtain's rising, Loganberry's compromising with Marina. A private room for dining is the Cena.
Gee, look at my watch, Miss Von Minden. It's 20 after 8.
Oh, is that so late, Senator Loganberry?
Late? Why, by that time, I'm usually in bed with half my sheep counted. Say, are you sure Jim Taylor is going to meet me here?
Oh, but certainly, Senator Loganberry.
Pardon me, what sort of an accent is that you have?
Oh, that's Viennese. What sort of an accent is that you have?
Oh, that's not an accent. That's just how a guy talks when he runs out of blood. Do you live here with your family?
No, my mother is still in Austria. I can't get her over yet.
Why not?
Those good-for-nothing immigration laws keep her out.
Emigration laws. I wrote them.
You wrote them? Well, then maybe you could get her over here.
Oh, sure, I could. Just like that. Oh. I'll send a wire tonight. She can come over as a visitor under my protection. How's that?
Oh, Senator Loganberry, I can never thank you enough. I must kiss you.
Oh, boy. Now a 4F knows what a 1A feels like.
Everything is ready, Jimmy. Marina and Senator Loganberry are waiting for you in the special dining room.
Is Marina making any progress with the senator, Madame Bordelais?
Well, when I peeked in there a minute ago, she was kissing him. Who are these men with you, Jimmy?
Oh, these fellas, they're some fellas who frame you. They're connected with the Louisiana Purchasing Company. Now, listen, you guys understand everything?
Why not? Simple enough. We pretend we're waiters until we get Loganberry stiff. Then we take pictures of this marina girl sitting on the senatorial lap.
Right. Now, you and the colonel stay out here and load the cameras while I go in and load the senator. And don't forget, my name is Jox. So don't call me Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy.
Now, Jox, now listen. Now get out of sight and stay there until I come back. And keep quiet. They're right in the next room.
Come in.
Send along, Barry.
Yeah?
I have the honor to present myself. I am Madame Bortelais, a head waiter. I am a Jox.
Hi, Jacques.
While you're waiting for Mr. Taylor, wouldn't you and the young lady like something for to drink, Senator?
Well, I guess I could use a drink. I only drink hot water. Will you have some, Marina?
Hot water?
Yeah.
No, thanks. I just had my bath.
Well, this hot water isn't for bathing. It's for drinking.
No, thanks. I do not like it.
Well, could I offer you something else? Some cold water, maybe.
Is it what you like to drink? Water?
Well, what I really like is 7-Up, but I can't drink it. Those darn bubbles keep knocking me down.
Okay, Senator, I bring you some very special hot water and the cold water for the lady.
Listen, have you guys got that hot gin ready yet?
Certainly, my boy, and very good, too.
Now, did you load it with lemon so we can't taste the gin? You know, the senator teetotaler, you know.
Yes, even Junior couldn't taste the gin, and he hasn't tasted anything else in 12 years.
Now, give me the bowl, all right, and follow me in. Bring your cameras, and as soon as I fill the senator, you can start snapping the pictures.
Ah, here's the glass of water, Senator.
It smells mighty strange. What is it?
This is a pure Mississippi River water.
It tastes different than the hot water I had in here yesterday. It don't seem very hot in the glass, but still it burns going down.
Yes, that is the vitamin content, Senator. It has the vitamins S-O-U-S-N-E. Yesterday we had only the Missouri River water, but of course the Missouri water is much weaker than the Mississippi. But if you prefer the Missouri...
No, I'm beginning to like this stuff. Boy, this must be really Mississippi water, all right.
What makes you think so, Senator?
I've only had a pint, and already I feel like building a levee in a bathtub.
All right. You have some more, Senator.
Oh, thanks. Are you sure you wouldn't care for some of this hot water, Marina? This is real Mississippi water. I must have swallowed a minnow. Come on, take some, Marina.
Well, perhaps.
Yes, now, you take some.
Thank you, Senator Loganberry.
Oh, that's all right, my dear. Give me another glass of that Mississippi River, Jack. Boy, oh boy, I'd like to sit here all day just making the tide go out.
All right, here you are, Senator.
Thanks, Jack.
Yes, Jimmy? We got Loganberry loaded now. Get on his lap and start kissing him so the boys can get the pictures.
I don't like to do this, Jimmy. The Senator's such a sweet man.
Say, what are you two whispering about?
What? Oh, I was just telling Jax what a sweet man you are to get my mother into the country.
Oh, that's all right, Armand.
I wonder if I might kiss you again, Senator.
Well, certainly. I like doing things for people, particularly things like that.
This is going to be a great help to us. Get your cameras ready, boys.
We are ready.
Now, if you let me sit on your lap, Senator. Alec, pucker up your lips.
Gee, that one kiss made me 20 years younger.
One kiss made you 20 years younger? Then I will kiss you again. And again. And... Oh. Well, Senator, don't just sit there. Say something.
I want my mommy.
Oh, Jimmy, I feel so badly about those pictures we took of poor Senator Loganberry last night. But I like kissing him.
Well, he won't be around long enough for you to get used to it.
He's leaving?
Yes, just as soon as he sees the pictures. Ixnay, Ack, and Cray. Now, here he comes now. Quiet, here he comes. Well, how are you there, Senator?
My head doesn't feel so good, Mr. Taylor.
You mean it feels a little big, huh?
Well, this is the first morning I ever had to aim it to get it to a door.
Oh, Oliver, I'm so sorry.
Thank you, my dear. Say, Taylor, why didn't you meet me last night?
Oh, I was there.
You were? I don't remember seeing you.
Well, you probably don't remember a lot of things that happened last night.
You were not yourself, Senator.
I wasn't? I wonder who I could have been.
Well, just so you'd know, I took a few pictures, Senator, just for identification. Now, take a look at this.
That looks like a drunk. Well, wait a minute. That looks like me.
Yeah, it's either you or a reasonably plastered facsimile.
But I was never drunk. I never had anything to do with liquor in my whole life.
Well, then how did the girl get on your lap?
Listen, with my lap, you can sit down anywhere in the room and you're on it. All I had last night was some Mississippi River water. I got a witness.
Well, I'll take this picture and give you 3 witnesses and 6 points.
But your own secretary, that girl in the picture sitting on my lap. Marina, that's you.
I'm sorry, Senator Luckenberry.
Oh, I begin to get it. It was all a frame-up. Marina was in on it.
Well, we're willing to leave that to the American people.
You mean you're going to print this picture?
Well, I thought if you'd call off the investigation, I could forget about this picture. You know, there's a train pulling out at midnight. What do you say, Senator?
Well, how do you like that? Yesterday, I had some of that Mississippi River water. Today, my name is Mud. You're a pretty smart fellow, Mr. Taylor.
No hard feelings, Senator? You're not mad?
No, I never get mad at anything that happens in politics. What? I can't afford to. I'm a Republican.
Wait a minute, Oliver. You have nothing to worry about. There is nothing wrong about that picture.
What do you mean, nothing wrong? It'll ruin me financially. It'll ruin me politically. Besides, it took me with my awful left profile showing.
But, Oliver...
Anyway, Marina, you'll get your mother into the country.
You're still going to bring her over?
No, I wouldn't stop it now. That'd be pretty cheap revenge, wouldn't it?
Oh, no wonder I love you.
What?
The senator and I made an engagement last night. And this picture shows us celebrating before the marriage.
Ah.
You know I proposed, Oliver, and you accepted.
Marina, are you double-crossing me?
I'm double-crossing nobody. Can I help it if I fell in love?
You fell in love with a 60-year-old foof?
I am not a foof!
I know it. I was being polite. Marina, you fell in love with a 60-year-old foof when I was around, a 30-year-old foof?
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
If we're engaged, this is blackmail, Taylor.
Now, wait a minute, Senator. Couldn't you think this over and forget about this?
Taylor, I can get you an extra 20 years for even suggesting it.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of Louisiana Purchase, starring Victor Moore, Annabella, and William Gaxton. Before we begin our second act, a word from our hostess, Lady Esther.
There's a famous doctor in New York, a psychiatrist, who says that lipstick is like laughter, and face powder is like a tonic for the mind. He says that as a woman stands before her mirror applying cosmetics, and as she sees herself becoming more attractive, a change, actually a chemical change, takes place in her. Seeing herself look better makes her feel better. And so concludes this doctor, who's made a life study of the human mind. Using powder and makeup is good for a woman. Good for her in more ways than one. Now, if that's true of ordinary powder, it's especially true of Lady Esther face powder. Surveys show that more women use Lady Esther face powder than any other kind, because, they say, it's the most flattering powder they've ever used. But flattery is such a difficult word to explain. It's something you must see for yourself. Yes, you must see with your own eyes how Lady Esther face powder hides little lines and blemishes, actually covers up those tiny lines, and makes your skin look so much smoother and fresher. You see, my powder is blown by twin hurricanes. Each particle of powder and color blown at tremendous speed until it becomes finer and smoother than powder ever was before, until every tiny particle of color is merged with the powder in perfect blending, and the shades are the loveliest, the most exciting you've ever seen. So if you want to see a real change in your appearance as you stand before your mirror, If you want to get a new lift out of the way you look, just try Lady Esther Face Powder. You'll see why so many women call it the most flattering powder they've ever used.
And now, the curtain is about to rise on the second act of Louisiana Purchase, starring Victor Moore as Senator Oliver P. Loganberry, Annabella as Marina von Minden, and William Gaxton as Jim Taylor.
Bordelais! Madame Bordelais! Madame Bordelais!
Who is it?
Madame Bordelais! Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh. Who is it?
Who is it? It's me, Jimmy.
I know what you want to say. I'm a dirty double-crosser and no good. But it's all true, and I do not want to hear it. Goodbye.
Oh, hello. That isn't what I want to say.
No?
No, Madame Bordelais told me all about your mother.
And you forgiving me?
I forgiving you. Please believe in me.
But you will go to jail. And just because I couldn't stand seeing Senator Logan being framed, even by you.
Oh, well, what's 15 or 20 years, as long as I know you'll be waiting for me? When I get out, you'll run up to me, take me in your arms, and kiss me like this.
Oh, but you must not do this. It is not fair to either of us.
Don't you like it?
I love it. But I don't want to get used to it if I got to marry the senator.
If you marry the senator, you'll get kissed in the forehead like this.
Mm.
I don't say that's bad, but if you marry me, this is what you'll get. Think it over, honey. I'll check with you later. Right now, I've got to get over to Senator's room and see Madame Bordelais.
Madame Bordelais? In Senator Logansberry's hotel room? Is it another frame-up, Jimmy?
Well, could be, baby. Could be. Well, Senator Loganberry, looks pretty bad for you.
I didn't do anything, Mr. Taylor. I did absolutely nothing. This time, I didn't even drink Mississippi River water when I was doing it.
Yet you admit Madame Bordelais was found here by the house detective. You know there's a federal law covering that.
No, I helped pass it.
Now look, Senator, let's lay our cards on the table. After all, as a state representative, I can pull wires and straighten out this whole scandal.
There's no scandal.
Don't worry, there will be, unless you forget your investigation.
Oh, I get it. This is another one of your frame-ups.
Yes, Senator.
Well, Mr. Taylor, just remember, you can fool all of the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all of the time. But me, I'm always a sucker.
And you give up?
Certainly not. This time your trick won't work because I'm going to marry Madame Bordelais and a wife can't testify against her husband.
What? You can't do this to me?
Can't I? I never passed a law prohibiting marriage.
Cupid trumps Taylor's last days. Senator Loganberry threatens complete expose of Louisiana Purchasing Company. We'll leave with local pride for state capital immediately.
Madame Bordelais, Bordy, where are you?
Oh, Jimmy. Oh, I'm so happy to see you, Jimmy.
Marina, where's Madame Bordelais?
She and the senator have left on their honeymoon, Jimmy. They are going to Baton Rouge. And now we can...
Baton Rouge? Then he's going through with his investigation and I'm going to Leavenworth.
Now that he's gone, Jimmy, you can make marriage with me. We can be so happy forever and ever.
Oh, sure.
You don't seem very happy and delighted, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm happy and delighted, all right. I wonder if we'd be able to see Niagara Falls from Leavenworth.
I don't care about Niagara Falls. We'll go where you want to go. If you like Leavenworth better, we spend our honeymoon in Leavenworth.
I don't know. I kind of hate to go to jail on a honeymoon. You know, there's no privacy.
But, Jimmy, you won't ever have to go to jail.
You mean I got a 4F from the parole board?
I just got a beautiful idea, Jimmy.
We have to go to the state capitol right away. Then you are going to do what I saw Jimmy Stewart do in a moving picture.
What do you mean?
When Senator Loganberry tries to bring these charges against you at the state capitol, you will get up and flusterbuster.
Flusterbuster? Flusterbuster? You mean filibuster.
You know, talk a lot.
Oh, you spill a mean mouthful yourself, baby.
You just keep talking until Senator Loganberry has to leave. He can't stay very long because he has to get back to his own state to run for re-election. He told me so when we were engaged.
Then throw yourself into some traveling clothes, baby. We're on our way to Baton Rouge.
Hello, Mr. Taylor.
Hello, Senator.
I hardly expected to see you here in the State House without a couple of deputies dragging you along on your subpoena.
Well, I think I've got an ace in the hole.
Well, it better be a big ace because it's an awful big hole.
Well, you won't know how big that hole really is, Senator, until you fall into it.
Well, no matter who wins, Mr. Taylor, I still want to thank you for everything you did for me. After all, without you, I never would have been married. And
will the House please come to order? Next on our agenda, gentlemen, are certain charges brought against the Louisiana Purchasing Company and members of the local government. Charges brought by Senator Oliver P. Loganberry.
Mr. Speaker!
The chair recognizes
the gentleman from New Orleans.
But, Mr. Speaker, I raised my hand before he did. Besides, I'm bringing the charges.
Don't worry, Senator. This filibuster won't last forever.
Did you say filibuster?
That's right, Senator. I'm going to be talking from now on. Gentlemen, I want to start this auspicious occasion by reading a few thousand words on the glories of the South. Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell. Page one, chapter one.
Second day of filibuster by finishing Gone with the Wind. Starts on Sears Roebuck catalog.
Have you ever stopped to think of what the mail order catalogs have meant to this nation, gentlemen? They brought light, learning, and lingerie to every village and farm in America. These books taught America the difference between a front lacer and a back lacer. Here, for instance, on page 199 is a splendid front lacer for $2.95. Priest, trunk, rayon, lace around the edges and no waist stretch. Gorgeously
this
styled.
This is your news reporter, Truman Bradley. Jim Taylor's filibuster has been going on now for 3 days. He has read through the entire Sears Roebuck catalog, a world almanac, and is now working on the settlement cookbook.
Now, you take 3 eggs and separate the whites from the yolks. Or, if you wish, separate the yolks from the whites. Then take a tomato. Ask if she's got a friend. Take a tomato.
Telegram for Senator Loganberry. Telegram for Senator Loganberry.
Right here, son.
What's wrong, Senator? Did someone repeal a law on you?
According to this wire, Mr. Taylor, the FBI has apprehended your former partners. They've admitted that you were the innocent victim of a frame-up.
Now, you aren't by any chance trying to make me the innocent victim of another frame-up, are you, Senator?
Not at all. I'm going to turn over all the evidence I've gathered and let your state legislature prosecute those crooks.
Well, that's mighty white of you, Senator. No hard feelings about this filibuster?
No, but if you'll pardon me, I better get started back home or I might lose my senatorial seat.
Well, happy landings, and you're certainly built for it.
Oh, Jimmy. My Jimmy, I heard. Isn't it wonderful? I knew it would work out for you, just like for Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, but as soon as we get married, I think I better get out of politics and go back to working for a living, Marina.
I do not mind politics, Jimmy. Besides, we will be safe when we raise a little Marina and a little Jimmy. That will be one for the Democrats and one for the Republicans.
Oh, well, what happens in case there's a third party?
Mrs. Loganberry and I are conducting that investigation.
Thank you, Victor Moore, Annabella, and William Gaxton, for your splendid performances in Paramount's Louisiana Purchase.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley. It was fun to appear with Mr. Moore and Mr. Gaxton in Louisiana Purchase. It is always a pleasure to appear with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players, knowing that the benefits go to the Motion Picture Relief Fund, a charity in which we are all vitally interested. Now, I would like you to listen to a word from one of our best-known beauty authority, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Annabella. You know, the method I use to make Lady Esther face powder is so different from ordinary methods that the government has granted an exclusive patent on it. Most powder is just mixed and sifted. But with Lady Esther face powder, that's only the first step. I call my powder raw at that point, and I put it through a second blending, my patented twin hurricane blending. Now, that's when the miracles start to happen. After those twin hurricanes get through with Lady Esther face powder, it's no longer just mere powder particles, but a smooth, flattering film of beauty on your skin. It's a new texture powder. And the very first time you try it, you'll see how it helps hide little lines and blemishes, how it makes your skin look fresher and often years younger. And be sure to notice this, too. Notice that the shades of Lady Esther face powder have a richness and warmth you just don't find in ordinary powder shades. That's because the color is blown in, not just mixed in. You just have no idea how many compliments you'll get on your skin the very first time you change from ordinary powder to flattering Lady Esther face powder.
And now, Victor Moore has a word for you.
Next week, Lady Esther will present one of the most beautiful and heartwarming stories that has come out of this war. This, above all. And it stars Virginia Bruce and Herbert Marshall.
Next week, then, Lady Esther will present Herbert Marshall and Virginia Bruce in This Above All. Be sure to listen. Annabella will soon be seen in the 20th Century Fox picture, Tonight We Raid Calais. Victor Moore can now be seen in the Paramount All-Star production, Star Spangled Rhythm. William Gaxton is currently working in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production, Best Foot Forward. Music on tonight's show was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Our radio adaptation was by Bill Hampton. The Screen Guild players are presented every Monday night at this time by Lady Esther. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.